The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Let's go. Didn't stutter.
She's so good.
I'm faking it. It's great.
With her stutter and Sosa's lisp, I just can't. This is just, I used to be a special ed teacher. I feel at home.
Yeah, we are special and we do need that.
We're very special.
We're super special.
No, you're speech impediment special. It is special. You're different.
We're different. We're not like other girls. We're different.
Oh my God, you called you a girl.
You're a girl. Guys, we got comedian, hilarious, badass human, Annie Letterman.
Did you get nervous? You were going to say Letterman?
No, I was trying
to
stutter.
A lot of people do that. Eliza Schlesinger said Letterman the other day.
I will say when I was working Whitney's Roast, I did spell your last name wrong on your little paper.
With T's?
No, I don't know what I did. So I just butchered it. So I cut off the bottom and then wrote it correctly on the side. Oh, but it just so looked fun. Weird.
That's okay. I like to be like a side written name.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I figure Eliza Schlesinger's probably gotten her name butchered a few times.
Yeah, I don't even try to say it. It's not happening.
Including on our wall. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, really?
They misspelled it?
They misspelled it with a C, and then somebody took black paint and just erased the C, so it's an S space H.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't, like, she was very apologetic. I was like, it doesn't matter. I always say when people call me Letterman, I always go, I'm a natural born leader. A lot of people get it wrong. But I don't, it's like.
Yeah, that works.
And also, it's kind of like, if you get like, if I'm sitting here going, everyone should know my name perfectly, it's like, isn't that on me?
Yeah.
That's kind of on me to be more successful.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know my, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of my thing.
I mean, I obviously am not nowhere near where you are, maybe one day, but did a show on Saturday at a little hole in the wall, and they misspelled my first and last name. It was two T's. And
ooh, who spells it with two T's?
I don't know. Someone gross. And then my last name, which is just Hettenbach, not that hard. Everyone was like, thinks it's something crazy. But they did Hettenberg, but it was like,
oh my God, they just picked another Jew thing?
I'm not even Jewish.
But it's Jewish. Isn't Baum Jewish?
She's the opposite.
But isn't Baum Jewish Jewish ending to?
I'm Bach.
Oh, Bach. Okay. Yeah. See, I even did it wrong. You said it to me and I even...
You're
not Jewish.
No, I'm not. Everyone thinks I'm Jewish.
I think that's a good thing.
Is it because of the curly hair and the strong
nose? I think being considered Jewish is good.
Okay.
Agreed.
And I also think being considered something you're not is good, because then if you're not it, then you get to be two things.
This is true. So if I, for acting, I can go as someone who's non-Jewish and Jewish. I can play
ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah. I want to put that on my.
It's everything. No, for commercials and stuff, you want to be ethnically ambiguous. I am pretty white.
Someone did DM me and asked me if I was Indian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, your range is out there.
I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good. So we watched Terrifier, and
it's everything.
It's everything. It's perfect. I mean, you've interviewed Damien.
Damien Leone rhymes with baloney. How funny is that he's had to say that? He said it to me. I went, oh, I've been calling him Leone. I thought that he was silent.
I thought it was Leone. I thought it was Damon Leone. And then when I found it was Damien Leone, I was like, my mind is blown. And
but then you look at him, you're like, he is a Leone. You're a fucking Leone.
It makes sense. He is baloney.
The fucking best.
He's awesome.
He's so cool. Yeah. I had him on my podcast, Anniewood. That's going to come out in like a couple weeks. But yeah, it was so fun. It was so fun to meet him. I was like so obsessed with that movie. Terrifier, when we saw it in our house. Mm-hmm. And obviously the epic Saw scene.
That scene was fucking nuts. The sawing, or just coming up with the concept of like, hey, we're going to saw this girl in half by her vagina to her head. Like,
weren't you like so happy that Damien wasn't different than he is? Like, I was like, because if he was like shy and weird, that's scary.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they like, oh.
Like if he was incel-y and like thinking of those things, I'd be like, ugh. But you want to be like, okay, you've had girlfriends, you've seen vaginas.
You're like a normal.
You're not like mad person. At, but like you weren't like, I'm going to take this out on vaginas. Like he's like, just has a good mind. He got me, he told me to watch Basket Case. Have you seen this movie?
I have not.
It's, what is it, 84? Can you look it up?
Yep.
Have you seen it, Sosis?
I've heard of it.
It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's so silly.
And
old horror movies are so funny because the effects are just so ridiculous.
1982, the sequel, and 8 years before the sequel in 1990, and then 1 year before Basket Case 3 in 1991.
I got to watch all of these. but it's this guy, this killer basket. Mm.
Oh my
and this
God,
guy's
amazing.
Carrying it around, and I won't give away the spoiler.
Yeah.
But there's evil in the basket.
Oh my God.
And it's just so funny. The effects are so hilarious.
Have you seen Slacks?
Mm-mm.
I think it's on Shudder, and it's about a pair of killer jeans.
Oh, Slacks.
Yeah. Because it's about slave workers in other countries, and a woman died while making the pants. And she, her spirit now lives within the pants.
Oh,
whoever
wow.
wears them dies. It's ridiculous. And you're like, wow, you guys really tried to be like, here's this powerful message. But then you made a movie about killer pants. So I don't know. I think it could have been.
Killer plantation pants.
Yes.
Was it a plantation?
I think so.
She was doing it. Oh. Edit it out. Yeah, no, did you see Terrifier 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Terrifier 2 we saw in the movies. It was so fun. It made, like, going to the movies fun again. It was just so exciting. Everyone was so crazy. Everyone was having wild reactions to it. It was so fun. I just love, like, gore in any movie. I just love gore and gross things. And
do you have a
or TV.
Favorite kill in the Terrifier? You can go Terrifier 1 or 2. Or both.
Okay, Terrifier 2. There's so many good ones, but obviously I really liked the skinning or the scalping of the girl in her bed. And then when her mom comes in, she's like, Mom? that was awesome.
Which was also just brutal when she was like trying to like reach for the phone and then Art comes back with, what was it, alcohol and salt or whatever, just dumps it on her and just laughing.
It's just, that's what's so like, I just feel like horror and comedy are the same thing because it's the tension and release, right? And then it just was, it's just so brutal. I like the mashed potatoes. I don't want to give all these things.
You guys got to go watch this.
We
spoil everything.
Yeah, the mashed potato smacking is great. Hilarious. Just the tip was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just the tip was fun where they cut the penis off. Now, I was just randomly watching a South Park episode. Did you ever see the South Park episode where Randy is doing cock magic? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Where he's doing like penis magic stuff. And he goes to like a little kid's party as a magician. And he saws his penis off. And he's screaming like, you know, like a magician would.
Yeah.
He puts it on like a little thing. And it's bleeding and he's screaming. And then he goes, help me, to this one little girl. And then he goes, what's that behind your ear? And then it's a severed penis and he puts it back on. And it did remind me of the Just the Tip scene in Terrifier 2.
I feel like that would be a scene in like Terrifier 3.
Yeah. I am rumored to be in Terrifier 3. And I've said it on every podcast I possibly can. And Damien has said it. He's confirmed it. So if it doesn't happen, charge the mound.
Wow.
Charge the mound.
How do you want to go?
I would like there to be some sort of foot fetish joke in there, maybe.
Okay.
One of my themes, maybe abs, maybe they carve abs into me.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
But I want him to do whatever he wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's scary to say.
I have a scene in mind that would be kind of.
I want to hear it.
That sounds weird. Why would you say it like that?
Let's hear it.
I would have it Comedy Store where they introduce you and then he walks out. Art the Clown walks out and pulls back the curtain.
He's wearing your skin?
Something like that. But we would have to see the kill. So you would have to be on the stage. He would kill you and then put on your skin.
He's shoehorning the Comedy Store, and that's a good boy.
Yeah.
You hear that, Peter?
Peter trained me well.
Ooh. But also, Damien should film here, and then I could get more.
Oh,
people.
I told him.
That'd be so good.
I told him if he wants to film here. Like, we're doing it with WWE. Like, I want him to film here, whatever he wants.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It's such a cool building. It's like everything needs to be filmed here. That was fun, too, I think, going on that tour. I'm bringing Catherine out. Did you guys have Catherine on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
Introducing Catherine. So Catherine, you guys saw in the last episode or the episode before. She's the saw pussy.
Which I did not realize. So I saw the movie back in 20 when it first came right. out. And then I was like, oh, I have to watch it again because, you know, it's been a minute. And I didn't realize that that was her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Boobs. But also, you know.
Yeah.
And I
yep.
was like, oh, there she goes. Oh, okay.
Well, it's okay. So. Being able to introduce her to people, being like, this is Catherine, she's an amazing actress, she's in one of my favorite movies, she gets sawed pussy down. It was such a dream to be able to introduce someone like that.
Yeah, I'm sure she loves it.
But also, doesn't she?
She has to.
She likes that it blew up, but she did say to me, like, at this point, her agents and everyone's just like, let's see how it plays out.
No. It's everything. It's perfect. I think that everyone needs to lean into it. But I, you know what I was thinking? Okay, so Damien like came out here and he's blowing up. I mean, that Terrifier 2 didn't have that big of a budget. Mm-hmm. They did it really like small. It was just supposed to have that small release. And then it got extended so much because it made so much money and it was just blowing up everywhere. So then he was out here doing all these interviews and stuff. And it's just exciting to see someone when they're about to get so fucking rich. And make great art. But it's so crazy. I mean, like, he's blowing up. We went to Universal with my nieces, my boyfriend and my nieces and my brother and sister-in-law. We went to Universal yesterday and we're going through, like, the, have you been on the Universal tour?
Yeah, the Nope.
What is it called? Oh, it's in the Nope, when you go through the Nope thing. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Man.
Or what do you mean? Like, what is there? Well,
when they go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Nope thing.
The tour.
But all of it. I thought the Nope thing was awesome. Yeah. Did you like Nope?
I think it should have been advertised more as a sci-fi film and not a horror film. But I did appreciate the nods to The Shining because he always does that. But
I loved it because the plot was whatever and stuff, but there were so many like weird, creepy moments and visually like so beautiful.
The fake out with the alien thing was honestly the scariest part.
Yeah.
When it was just the kids.
Yeah.
That was
really scary.
That was just the scare. But
they had the one alien. I do wish in the, because Universal, if you go to the tour, I talk to the audience, if you go to the tour, they do like weird effects from, you go through these different worlds, you know, and like you go by Norman Bates, the Bates Motel, and he's there with, and he chases you and stuff. It's cool. It's fun. But they didn't have like anything interactive in the Nope thing. I thought that would have been cool to like have like an alien come over or have one of those kid aliens like come up or something.
That would be cool.
Like a little actor would be
cool. They did have for Horror Nights. They had a lot of that stuff.
You went for Horror Nights?
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was feeling so like, oh, it must be so fun to make movies. Like it's just like going through there and I was thinking it must have been such a trip for Damien to go on all these meetings and do all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love, I'm like, can't believe that we have all gotten him.
He's so cool.
He's
and
the best.
And he, like, he did everything himself.
Yeah.
Like, directed, right? Jesus Christ.
No, you're good.
No, I was about to say, righted. That's what I was about to say. Not even speech
and
impediment.
And your speech impediment saved you from saying it.
Yeah, so that's, sometimes that helps. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I stuttered. I'm just an idiot. He wrote it. He did the special effects for it. Like,
yeah, it's so cool.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
But like,
were you here when he cut my face up?
No, but I did see your social media. And stuff.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's awesome. Yeah. It was fun. I thought I would be like annoying him, but he liked doing it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So did he just offer to do it?
I just brought makeup. I was like, will you slice me up? So he sliced my face.
I think it's wild that they had, I didn't know that the budget was as big as it was. Todd just told me it was $250,000 and he still did his own visual effects. Like he did his own while that's mind blowing.
Was that the budget? He had like 30 on the first one, I guess.
He had 15 on the first one and 250 on the second. And he still did his own like that's mind blowing to me.
Let's confirm these numbers. I don't know if Todd's
I did. Yeah, no, I,
you confirm them confirmed with the Asian.
Yeah.
My Asian number man.
He's a numbers guy.
He's a big numbers guy. But yeah, and that's crazy. But it also makes sense because like the first movie, obviously, like there were a lot, you know, there were a lot of practical effects, but there weren't as many as Terrifier 2.
Well, yeah, when she's like crashing through the floors and stuff. I mean, that was so fun. That movie was so fun. I just had so much fun. And I'm glad I quit smoking weed before I went because I do fall asleep in movies when I smoke weed.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucks. But this was like, I was like wide awake. There was this movie that we saw. I think it's either on Hulu or Amazon, one of those. And it's called Dash Cam. Did you ever see it? It's this girl, Annie Hardy.
Maybe.
And she plays, I guess, herself, but like kind of this like annoying, like Trumpy, like quirky right wing thing. But it's all done on a Periscope.
Okay, cool.
So she's like talking to her fans and like, oh, these people, I'm not wearing a mask, bitch. And it turns into a zombie movie and it's really cool.
Amazing.
It was really fun. I liked it.
I feel like I just had this thought about falling asleep to Terrifier while on or smoking any, or just, and hearing that in the background.
Yeah.
Like what dreams you would have.
No, I fall asleep. Todd puts on horror before we go to bed all the time. Todd thinks that horror is like a good thing to fall asleep to because the in-betweens are so boring.
Okay, I'm a big fan, obviously, of horror movies, but that no, that's not a good way to...
I would rather fall asleep to horror than 90 Day Fiancé. One day, did I fall asleep to 90 Day Fiancé or Married at First Sight, and you like wake up like, it's like so bad. You're like, get it off. So
I've fallen asleep to paranormal shows and I've had like weird ass dreams and I've woken up and I've just been like, where am I? What's happening?
Yeah.
Just like in a weird like limbo thing.
Also, you know, he also puts on though, Todd will put on like people playing poker. I wake up to people playing video games. I'm like, this sucks. And I'll wake up and then he does the same joke every morning. He'll go, you watching poker? Are you watching poker? I'm like, yes, Todd, I'm watching poker.
Every Funny. Day.
Yeah, I know. I want to like, let me see if I have pictures on here.
So
I guess you saw them on my face.
Your face. It was so how did he do it? Did
I just brought the miracle, what do you call it? The glue?
Latex?
Yeah, it's like liquid latex stuff. And then he put like, I had fake blood and he just did it with my, like a hair clip.
One of those
clips, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he said it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so cool. I didn't want to take it off. Todd was like, wash your face before I went to bed. I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah. I remember when I was super little at like a summer camp, they had a makeup artist come and they had it do like gnarly stuff and I had like a giant knee gash and I was like, I'm gonna keep this on all day.
Yeah.
And then I put it on and I realized I think I have a phobia of fake blood.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It got you like lightheaded?
Yeah, and then they took it off. So that
Do you have a phobia of real blood maybe?
No.
But then when you watch it, it doesn't scare you.
It doesn't scare me. But when I like I direct horror and I like also I make horror movies. Yeah. So like to use fake blood all the time, that makes me queasy, but real blood does
not. That's so funny.
I don't understand what that is, but
I love fake blood. I usually carry fake blood in my purse because I do think that there's always a good moment for it.
That is true.
My best use of fake blood ever was the first time I did Rogan's podcast. While we're doing it, I was like, I'm not going to read the comments. They're like, don't read the comments, Annie. I was like, I'm not going to read the comments. And then like the show airs and then I just posted blood coming from my eyes and I went, I read the comments.
You're gone.
I promise them. They're like, promise us you won't. I'm like, I won't.
Are they always just brutal?
They're brutal.
Oh, good.
I'm like, how do you know if I have a good ass or not? I'm sitting.
I mean, it's depending on how you sit. You know,
and
you
could... also, I'm working on it. My ass is about to get crazy. I've been doing a lot of ass exercises. Watch out.
Good for you. Well, hey, Damien could be chopping that
you out. Know, honestly, I can't wait. I don't know when he's making this, but he's working with, what's the guy's name who's doing?
Sam Raimi.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's nuts.
I mean, Terrifier 3 is in the future. He's not, that's not.
Yeah. No, of course. No, I know, but it's crazy.
Yeah, he told me a few things that he has.
Yeah, it's so cool.
In the works, and I'm like, all right, well,
it's
have some options.
It's just so big. It's everything he's doing.
He's blowing up, but it's also like Terrifier. I think he said number 4, I think, is going to be the last one of the Art the Clown series, which I feel like...
That's what they all said.
Fast and Furious. Fast 5, Paul Walker's dead. We're done with it. Nope.
Nope, Paul Walker's
Paul
back
Walker
from
comes
the
back
grave.
To kill them all in a zombie one.
That's a movie, right? It's a zombie Fast and Furious. They keep adding, hey, you could be in the next movie.
In the next Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I think you should.
That's right. Girls can drive. I swear. Though so the Fast and Furious part of the... That was fun.
How funny that was that when Tyrese gets kicked out with his hookers? You know?
And his phone goes off. It's like, it didn't make any sense. I'm like, what year is this? What are we doing?
It opens at a party and it's just Tyrese and a bunch of half
It's like five
girls.
Women.
It's so ridiculous. And if you, every time, so I had the year-long pass to Universal. So I've been on that hundreds of times. And every single time I pick a different... actor to watch the entire time. Those background actors, they're doing God's work.
But also,
they're really
like, imagine being that. But you know what I also was thinking? You know, like the two like Italian people in, not in on the ride, but when you're in the park that are like, hey, come on, they're like,
oh,
in
yeah,
the window.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that is fun to have that job.
Oh yeah, I actually, around the same time I got this job, I actually got cast as Daphne at Universal.
That's great.
Yeah.
No,
but
which one's Daphne?
From Scooby-Doo.
Oh, from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
But you picked this instead?
Yeah, this seems like it
has
more
feel
of
like
a
they
career.
Don't pay. Do they pay you?
Probably minimum wage, but also like this seems like it has a better,
yeah.
like I could climb.
Yeah.
You know, like after Daphne, like what is it?
Oh my next, God, who you are know? You climbing, Sosis?
Gross.
And this got weird.
Wow. Ooh, I unearthed something.
Nope.
I stay out of drama. I say no to drama.
Jesus Christ.
I put the nah in drama.
Drama nah. So out of 10, what do you think for Terrifier?
10?
Out of 10. 11.
I was 11. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. I loved everything about it.
Hell yeah.
I loved everything about it, the whole thing. I loved all the actors. I love that boy with his little glasses, so cute. All pimply, a little fucking real teenager. It's so funny when you see a real teenager and something
he
like, a real teenager?
Like, but he does look like, because when you normally see like middle schoolers, you're like, that's not a middle schooler.
Yeah, you're like, that is a 45-year-old man.
Like, you're like, this is a gangly looking.
You're not supposed to be able to see them.
Yeah.
Like you're literally, it's weird if you don't have a teenager and you're not a teenager, you're not supposed to see teenagers.
Yeah, it's like, and he was a real, and we saw him at the Creep Icon horror convention, and he looks the...
He's like gross for teens.
Yeah, he's going to be like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, oh God, they're all so cute.
I
just liked everyone.
Great.
The whole cast was so awesome.
They're so cool. They're awesome.
I know, I want to meet all of them.
You will, because you're going to be on Terrifier 3.
I mean, everyone's kind of saying it like it's not going to happen, but...
You know what? Well, I think it's... Damien, you know us. Put Annie on. But then...
Desperate, bitch. Sure.
But then, like, also...
I'm busy.
But then, like, also, like, put... You know, if you want to, like, murder someone else, you can also murder me.
Oh, boy. She's trying to steal my role.
Well, if Terrifier 3 happens in like 2-3 years, Annie's quotes is going to be through the roof. They're not going to be able to afford you, Annie.
Look
at those glasses.
Listen, I know what you mean and I agree with you, but
have you seen her purse? Have you seen her purse?
I'm locked in. I'm locked in like this Louis Vuitton swivel.
She's got a swivel Louis Vuitton.
But no, I'm locked in. But I know what you're saying and I appreciate it.
Annie.
Annie's the best. Hey, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me upstairs trying to say hi to Gerard Butler because I just had quite a good set in front of him. I will be hanging around the OR. Oh, Gerard, you were in there? Oh, thank you. You can find me. I have two podcasts. I have Trash Tuesday on Tuesdays and I have Annie Wood on Thursdays. Trash Tuesday's already got followers. Go to Annie Wood, okay? That's my solo. It's with my boyfriend Todd. That's the one you can see Damian Leone on. Everything's great. I'm so happy. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Go to YouTube, watch my shit. Go to Instagram. I feel like when I do this, I feel like, who do I remind you of when I do this? Paid regular. Brian Holtzman. I feel like he's always like, what is this? Who does he look like? I saw someone, I was like, why does that remind me? Oh, he reminds me of Christopher Walken.
He reminds me of J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That flat top.
I don't know who that is, but I
You never
like,
saw the Sam Raimi Spider-Man?
I saw it, but I don't know who that person is.
Like the Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Who is this character?
J. Jonah Jameson, the head of Daily Bugle.
No, this last one.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, yeah.
Yeah, say that. Say the actor's name.
Well, no, because that's not what J.K. Simmons looks like.
I don't.
But J. Jonah Jameson looks
like. Okay, but say it's the character that J.K. Simmons.
Oh, my God. You guys kiss already.
God.
And we're ending this, and we're done. I'm gonna go murder myself.
That stupid joke. Ew, guys, tension.
This is my 13th reason. And on that note, guys.
13 reasons why. Don't you miss that show? That promotes suicide in teens and says if you die, you get a second season. Isn't that so cute? After your death, you get a second season to come watch everyone talk about how hot you were. First scene is them all by her locker going, oh, she was so hot.
Hey, one can only dream.
But then remember they had the round table discussion afterwards to try to like squash it. Do you remember when that came out?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was
like,
good.
Oh no, we're all just chatting. We're just like, we're workshopping. Yeah,
it was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
But I did watch the show. I mean,
that was a good show.
I know Kate Walsh. I love Kate Walsh.
You know her?
Yeah, she did our web
she's
series.
She's funny, right?
Anya Maria. She's so fucking funny.
Yeah, she's cool. I've never met her, but cool, she seems funny. She's friends with comedians. I see her with comedians.
She's friends with Anya Marina, who's on tour with Nikki, so she did a cameo on the web series. She's so fucking funny. I love her.
I just saw Nikki. Nikki just did my podcast. Watch that episode. That episode's coming out in a while. Never mind.
you will.
We don't bank them. They're real. They're current.
They're real episodes. But guys, thanks for watching. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, all those things, and we'll see you next week.
Stay alive. Only die. Pretend.
Exactly. You can follow us on Instagram at horror@thestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.